Follow Hawks basketball all season long on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and shoresportsnetwork.com.
And we welcome you back courtside here to Alumni Gym on campus in Lawrenceville, New Jersey. Monmouth Trails Rider 37-22 in a first half, and it's been an interesting first half. Monmouth only shooting 22% from the floor. They're 0 of 11 from 3. The only reason this game isn't even more of a deficit than it is MU is 8 of 10 from the free throw line. They're being out-rebounded 28-20, and Rider's bench is outscoring MU's 15-6 as the Bronx have hit 7 of 20 from downtown. Monmouth again trailing by 15. Xavier on top of RMU as we take a look at the Coke Zero out-of-town scoreboard. The Musketeers 57, Robert Morris 55, 4:18 to go in the second half there. Bryant with a huge non-league win for the Bulldogs. How about beating New Hampshire 76-64? That's an interesting score there. That the only games currently happening in the Northeast Conference, as we'll take a quick look around the nation. Let's take a look at the top 25 scoreboard. Again, these scores brought to you by Coke Zero. Enjoy Coke Zero. The only, where is it? There it is. It got no room here on Press Row. Doing the senior day celebrations here for Ryder. Again, Coke Zero bringing to you these out-of-town scoreboards. And there we have it. As a Ryder rookie, please, Coke Zero, enjoy everything. I'll tell you, guys at Coke are not going to send me my fleece this week after that awful read. As we'll take a look at these top 25 scores around the nation. Again, Ryder trailing Mom at 37-22. Right now, number 25, San Diego State on top of Missouri State, 56-42. That the only game currently happening right now in the top 25. Ohio State visits Rhode Island. Samford visits Memphis. Jacksonville State visits UNLV. Those lucky, lucky Jacksonville State players. Texas Southern visits Michigan State. Wagner will visit Syracuse. North Carolina A&T will take to the road against Cincinnati. Presbyterian will visit Creighton. Florida on the road at Middle Tennessee. Miami of Ohio will visit Louisville today. South Dakota takes on Gonzaga. Cornell will take on number 22 Wisconsin. Baylor and St. John's will take on each other. Oklahoma State, North Carolina State playing. I believe that game's down in Puerto Rico. Florida Gulf Coast University, who had a huge win over Miami, now has a bigger task on their hands. They'll visit Duke. And tonight, Connecticut will take on Quinnipiac. That game at 9 p.m. Ryder on top of Monmouth, 37-22. And while we have a couple of minutes here at halftime, I'd like to borrow one of our good friends, one of my coworkers at Monmouth University. You can see his work on GoMUHawks.com. One of the crack members of the sports information staff, Mr. Greg Ott, who's taking the trip today with us here and coming to Atlanta with us. And Greg, you had a front row seat to this first half. You're shooting the highlights for GoMUHawks.com, and you are with the women's team normally. David Cooper's out in Washington State, so you're with us here. And Jared and I went over it a lot in the first half. MU not hitting from outside. Ryder is, and unfortunately that's the difference.
Yeah, you know, I mean, about halfway through that first half, I started asking myself, have they made an outside shot? And looking at the stats now, the entire first half, not one shot outside the paint. I mean, they made 7 shots in the paint. They lead 14-10 on points in the paint, and they made 8 free throws for their 22 points. They haven't made one shot outside the paint, and that's, you know, not a recipe for winning a basketball game.
Yeah, as much as Coach Rice and the Hawks want to get up and down, you got to at least hit something from outside to alleviate some of the pressure. I think the only shot they hit outside of the kind of painted under the free throw line area was Gary Cox's jumper, and that was at the line.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there really haven't been a lot of shots from outside that have gone down. I mean, you look at, you know, Jesse Steele, 1-for-9 overall, 0-for-5 from the three-point line. You know, Red Nicholas, 2-for-9, 0-for-3 from three-point line. I mean, 0-for-11 from three. It's nothing's falling from the outside, and those shots have to start falling in order to open up other things for the Hawks. The only thing that's working is driving it to the bucket and laying it in.
3-of-18 from your two best outside scores, including 0-of-8, as you said, from three-point range. You know, a lot of times we do this at halftime, and then I'll ask either the guest or the color analyst, you know, what does MU have to do to get back in the game? I don't think it can be any more clear-cut than this. They've got to locate shooters, especially in transition, and, well, there they go, make a few from outside.
Yeah, I mean, you got to start making some shots, and, I mean, they're doing well defensively. They got 8 steals in the game, and it's, you know, seven different players with a steal. I mean, they're getting a collective, you know, defensive effort. They're just not, you know, converting on the offensive end. It looks like they have no rhythm on the offensive end. They're not getting open shots, and then that's why they're not falling.
Well, the team might not have any rhythm, but I don't think everyone realizes the true professional that you are. I didn't even tell you we were doing this. You threw the headset on to listen to me. I go, all right, well, let's bring them on. We appreciate not only a couple minutes now. Can we count on you for a couple halftimes when we're in Georgia?
Absolutely. I got nothing else to do, so why not?
Well, Greg, I appreciate the time. What we're going to do right now is step out for 60 seconds, and I'll bring it back. We'll do first half statistics, and we'll look ahead to the second half of action. Ryder 37, Monmouth 22, and you're listening to it on your home for the Hawks, the Shore Sports Network.
You're listening to the Monmouth Hawks on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and ShoreSportsNetwork.com.
Ryder leads Monmouth 37-22 at halftime. Now time to take a quick look at first half statistics, and we'll thank our good friends at Coke Zero for helping us sponsor that. Coke Zero, real Coke taste, zero calories, also enjoy everything. First half statistics, it wasn't pretty for MU. For Ryder, it was all good. A balanced scoring attack led by Jonathan Thompson's 8 points. Daniel Stewart had 7. Sean Valentine and Tommy Pereira each had 6. The Bronx shoot 39% from the floor, but 35% from 3. They take 20 first half threes, and they outscore MU in the paint. Or actually, MU outscored Ryder in the paint 14-10. Ryder's bench outscored Monmouth 15-6. In the opening half of basketball, the Hawks were led by Andrew Nicholas's 6 points, but Red was just 2 of 9 from the floor. Jesse Steele, 1 of 9. MU, 0 of 11 from 3, but 8 of 10 from the free throw line. And that, I think, is why this game is only 15. The Hawks, one run away from getting back in this contest against the Bronx, who they trail the all-time series against 22-15. The last time these two teams played was last year, and Ryder beat Monmouth 74-62 in the last game before winter break on December 22nd. The last Monmouth win in the series was back on November 30th, 2006, 67-66 here at Alumni Gym. We'll take one final timeout before we bring it back for the second half of action. We'll step out for 30 seconds, and we'll bring it back for the second half between Ryder and Monmouth, and you're going to listen to it right here on your home for the Hawks, the Shore Sports Network.